Welcome, everybody. It is the Midnight Horror Show. We're here live at tmhsradio.com and on the TuneIn app. Search station TMHS Radio, all one word. It is Wednesday, November 9th, right? Yeah, November 9th. And we're here to spread some cheer. Not like holiday shit or anything like that, but, you know, some people are happy today and some people are really upset. I'm one of the ones that's very upset. But the thing is, we can't let a hockey game between the Capitals and the San Jose Sharks divide us all in our hockey fandom. So we are going to escape all this hockey bullshit that's been everywhere fucking today. And we're going to talk about horror, all right? It's another H, just as popular, just as cool, not as cold. I mean, cool in the other way. So fuck the hockey talk tonight. We're talking straight horror. All horror, no hockey. That is the slogan for tonight. We're going to bring it to you because we've got horror's biggest badass finally starting. We got results for the first four matches coming up. We also have electronic feedback going on right now in the background. That was brought to you by someone's microphone. Who knows? But there you go. We also have the second to last Midnight Massacre, 1983. Hopefully, the second to last. We'll see. It should be. It should be the final. It should be the final call. Or second to final call. See, look, I'm contradicting myself. The final countdown. There we go. I'm glad you started with that. I wish I would have had that queued up, but I didn't. I didn't. Yeah, I can't be that prepared.
That synth bit just at the touch of a button from now on, I think.
Personally, I think we should.
I would like to see that become a mainstay feature of the Midnight Horror Show.
I think it should be, and I think at some point we need people to send us the craziest sounders, like our Big Sean and like the one Duncan's just now discussing. If you can send us those, and then what we can do is we'll try to work it in. We'll find a use for it. If we can find a use for Hambone and make that a thing.
Oh, well, Hambone.
Yeah, Hambone. I remember Hambone.
Hambone.
Undead, you remember Hambone? Nope. Sure doesn't remember it. He doesn't remember that shit. All right. So.
I believe he is having an error, edit, edit.
Oh, he's having one of those moments. Yeesh.
Yeah,
all right.
Edit, edit.
Ooh, yikes. All right. Well, we better move on in and let's start. Oh, how did I forget this? We have something for the second hour. We're going to be chatting with our good buddy, Jill Six. And Mark has actually watched the new short, right, Mark?
The Stylist. No, apparently, Mark is also not here. Getting about a million messages now saying, add us back to the call, you started another.
Did we? So that means the whole show. The whole show has just been us. Man, maybe that's why we were able to get through it so quickly. You think that's why we were able to move right on into this thing? I mean, we're about to spill our guts in the first 4 minutes of the show, and we've already introduced and we've already discussed the hockey and got that out of the way quickly. So I think that should be what we start doing from now on.
Maybe
we just wait.
You put me on a separate call because you didn't want Undead to get unhappy when I started breaking up my Limp Bizkit.
I think you're right.
Oh, that's a good idea, but motherfucker, we say Duncan, he gone.
Oh, look, see, I know.
I said Duncan, he gone.
Yeah, they said, they go. I remember all this now. I remember this clearly now. They said, Duncan's here, Adam, and I'm like, and then at that point is when we lost the other hosts, and that was before we went live.
The other host.
Went quiet, like, mid-sentence and never came back.
Well, me and Duncan thought everything was fine until suddenly he's telling me that there's a problem.
Goofy tonight, like every other night.
We already broke down all the sadness and the division over the hockey game last night, so we don't need to go into that anymore. I just wanted to put that disclaimer to you, too, because you might have missed it. I'm sure you weren't tuning in on the TuneIn app, TMHS Radio, if you search it, right? I'm sure you guys weren't doing that. And you probably weren't over
it. I
was a
little bit to realize that the show had started.
Did you go over to TMHSradio.com and go join the chat room over there and ask those people and say, hey, speaking of that, we've got to give some brownie points to listener Claudia. She saved our tail because Dr. Dark was past due on the rent again, and they shut it off. So, like, I don't know, 20 minutes before the show, she's like, hey, just so you know, screenshot, here's the feed. And so good save, or we would you would be hearing none of us, not just me and Duncan. You wouldn't be hearing anybody right now. It would be horrible. So
we forgot to pay our bills.
Yeah, it's not the first time. It's not the first time. So.
Oh my god, that's still one of my favorite moments ever.
Oh yeah.
The show was when Danny and Dark are tracing back through your what was a very cluttered email account, and there was all these emails giving us warning. You know, 1 month until we cancel service, 3 weeks until we cancel service, 2 days until we cancel service. We've cancelled your service, but we're working it through reverse. So like, why is it not working? Or maybe it has something to do with this reminder. Oh shit! Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And well, we did. We fixed it on the day. We came back and people got half of a show, which we couldn't be bothered doing. Yay!
Yeah, that was.
Atari sounds in their ears.
I was about to say I do hear the Atari Asteroids in the background. It was pretty cool. That's why I didn't want to comment on it. I didn't think it had become a distraction just yet, but
you're
clearly
like, man,
it distracted Mark.
Nice touch, Asteroids.
I mean, I did like the Asteroids, but clearly it was bothering you, Dark. Is Dark even here enough to go to the chat room and make sure that it's not tronning out too bad over there, and that we're not.
Everything's clear as a bell for me.
All right, that's good. It just depends on what the listeners are hearing.
As long as fucking Duncan's happy, I'm good.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know you other guys are kind of secondary, but you know that we're doing the show for Duncan to hear. We're doing it for him to hear.
Bunch of fucking beast squatters.
He's like,
as long as I'm happy. I mean, we did essentially start a brand new call for me just arriving.
It was so quick.
I feel special tonight. I feel loved.
You should see. That's what this show's all about, though. It's all about love and positivity
it's
tonight,
man.
It's all about the love.
It's all about break out the biscuit, motherfucker.
Oh, look! But you know what's even better? I even found some positive rap for you for Hip Hop Halftime.
No.
Oh yeah, it's positive. No. They are songs.
Did someone say break out the biscuit?
I think he.
Euphemism for something.
I think.
Did someone say break out the?
Do it.
Me.
Oh Jesus, here we go.
Do it. Lay down.
Do you want me to? Should I?
No.
I want you. How many losers we can drop in a couple seconds yet?
I want you to lay it down.
Here we go. Do you want to catch a vibe that's keeping me alive? I'm following these fat-ass beats until I die. Fill them with tension, the sick dimension. I rumble the earth with the lowest suspension. Watch your ground move with the soundproof. And then it fake when the girls get naked. Don't call it a comeback. We bring that beat back. And we make sure the John get those beats fit. A lyrical rampage. Burn on your headset. Open your minds. My rhyme ain't dead yet. I want you to stand up and put those hands up. I'm breaking on down because you're pumping my band up. I like this.
Damn, dude. You are on a.
I feel so much better. I have exercised the demons. The house is safe.
And this is. You have definitely shot your Limp Bizkit load. I mean, you just went all out.
Every week from now on, there will be a Limp Bizkit rap on this fucking show. That is my pledge to our listeners.
But it has to be on Starfish.
Right, yes.
Just the songs from, yeah,
don't. Yeah, you got to keep him on the crap.
I thought I had him.
No, look.
Every week from now on.
What have you done, undead?
Can't you do the one past Starfish too? That one was really bad. What was that one?
Is there one?
It is. It's called Garbage or something.
Maybe?
It's called Garbage.
That's the one that had pain, blue eyes.
Yes, it is. That is the one. With the snake on the front or something. It was something stupid. I don't know. I can't remember now. It was really.
It was Creed, and now it's this.
But that's what this show's all about.
I'm setting the fuck up. I'm done.
When are we gonna do a show that's all about Smash Mouth? That's what I want
to. That's coming up too.
Somebody once told me the.
It's coming up. We're gonna do that. It's right after the Binfold 5 show, since we seem to like to play that Fallen.
Fold my cake.
Yeah.
That guy played on one of William Shatner's albums, which is kind of punk rock.
Oh, that makes him so cool, right there. Yeah.
Just the whole album, actually.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I love it.
It's great. Great news. Right now, I have the Nookie video running in the background on mute, and it is distracting the living shit out of me. If Wes Borland looks at me with them goddamn species eyes again, I'm going to fuck him up. This is retarded looking. What is wrong with these people? And the DJ is the guy from Smash Mouth. Holy shit, it is. That is who he is. This is really creepy. I don't like this video anymore. I gotta turn this damn shit off. Oh, but we gotta hear it.
I never really understood that about Limp Bizkit. That was the one thing that didn't quite gel. Understand Fred Durst with a backwards cap trying to look like a rapper, because he's a rapper, right?
But all their shit with aliens?
Yeah, I don't understand Wes Borland in that band. He spent like, you know,
a
good
costume too, wasn't it?
Yeah, he wore like a good 2 hours painting himself up to be on stage, and he's like the friend that you play the practical joke on and say, oh, we're having a fancy dress party, and they get all dressed up, then they come in and everyone's dressed normal, and you film them and laugh at them and ridicule them, and then you put it online and they hate themselves because then they kill themselves, then you feel a wee bit guilty and then you move on.
Whoa. I think he thinks he's in an entirely different kind of band is what I
do. You think he thought he was in Mudvayne? Because that's kind of what I thought.
He does have that Mudvayne look to him. That's exactly what I was thinking, was Mudvayne of that time before they started trying to do, like, the music.
Russell C, that's amazing. Russell C has posted a picture of Fred Durst.
Durst. Oh, who's Fred Durst?
Durst.
Oh, Fred Durst. Fred Durst. The Swedish chef? I like that guy. Where is he? Nope, there it's just, oh, no. What's wrong with his eyes?
Yeah, one's going east and one's going west.
But how can they do that?
Because it's really Fred Durst.
That's freaking me out. I don't like that guy. We need to get into some guts. I think we were there before we realized that nobody was even here. That's right. All right. Back in the good old days.
I like this Hambone Award, too.
The Hambone Award.
Hambone!
We should do a Hambone Award.
What's a Hambone? I don't even know what hell one
of those
is.
You know what a Hambone is. Hambone came right before you doing the, you know, what's that thing you used to do?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
His beat off box.
Yeah, his beat off box. How did he? Where's the beat off box?
Michael Berryman having sex.
Stop it.
Yeah, it was all that like.
Stop it.
It was cool. It was cool. We liked it.
More like Donald Trump making fun of news people.
Look, now we're not talking about famous hockey players tonight. All right, you leave him and Brett Hull and Wayne Gretzky out of this thing. All right, leave them out of there. Leave Gretzky and that other guy you just named out of it. The hockey players don't need to be involved tonight. Someone posted Mr. Meeseeks.
Epic Russell.
Rick and Morty rendition of what I imagined the room at TMHS when Duncan busts out the Limp Bizkit. Oh my God. That's so great. I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. He made me do it. I love Mr. Meeseeks, but Mr. Meeseeks is cool, but Mr. Poopy Butthole is way cooler. That guy is ridiculous. Oh, Mr. Poopy Butthole. All right, so Mr. Meeseek. Now I want to talk about Rick and Morty. Can we do Rick and Morty? No.
Remind me, because I'm dumb about these things. Which season of that are they on? Season 2 or 3?
They're season 2, Mark.
Season 3 comes out in December.
Yeah. Yes.
I've only seen the first season of that show. It is fucking
season 2
great.
Is out. Epic.
It's great.
It is epic.
Oh,
it's almost as good as season 1.
It is. Total amazing. Total Rickall is like the greatest.
Yeah, Total Rickall is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It just got so bonkers, and it got to the point that I couldn't stop laughing at how ridiculous it was getting. It was fucking amazing.
Now, Mark, you're hearing all that Asteroids, right?
Asteroids. Yeah,
it is totally trotting out.
Super Atari Nintendo.
The Atari and Nintendo are two different things. You cannot say Super Atari Nintendo.
I know.
That is like an inbred West Virginia gaming system. No offense to West Virginia people, because Undead is a West Virginia person. So I'm allowed to say that because he's here, so I can say that. It is, see, Verbal Cat says Atari time. They can hear the Atari noises. Look, I love that we're inviting our wonderful guest, Jill Six, to come in.
Sound like Pac-Man dying.
I know, we're like, welcome to our wonderful home here. And we're like, echo. It's just going to be all this ridiculousness. Oh, I love it. It's great. Now I lost all the other hosts, it sounds like.
We're dead.
Oh, no, there you are. Whew, God.
We died.
Scare me there for a second. I'm super excited. Where's Dr. Dark? Anybody know where that motherfucker is?
They sent him off to gay rehab camp.
Listen, oh my God. This is getting, the positivity has kind of gone out the fucking window. What are you doing to it, Mark?
Are we supposed to be positive?
It's not just me. Don't fucking point
listen,
the finger straight
listen,
at me.
I think the event was called a positive escape. Now, that wasn't referring to STD status. This was about your way of being, a positivity.
You invited the wrong fucking host if you want something positive.
Oh, my God. The people need it, all right? The people need it.
Get off my fucking lawn.
Or did you just say you're you said you're the grump. I thought you said you're the Gruffalo. And I'm like, I think Duncan was just messing around with
Mark,
the Gruffalo
Mark
book,
Ruffalo?
So... Mark, that's Mark Ruffalo. That's not Mark the Gruffalo. Mark, are you a Gruffalo? Oh, you don't have kids. You don't have kids. Never mind. I'm sorry. You don't have kids.
It's like a version of a bear or something.
Yeah, you don't have kids. Just it's cool. It's cool. You don't have to get down with that. It's all right. Which kind of knocks you out of one of these spill your guts questions. I'm sorry, but there's a couple. There's a couple of them. So there's a couple. We have a new one from a new poster over here. Isaac M. Isaac. Wow. Isn't that like Children of the Corn, Isaac? I wish I had. But that was his name, right? Isaac in Children of the Corn. I'm not being far-fetched here. There wasn't an Isaac in there somewhere?
Outlander!
Yeah, wasn't that?
It's been a long time since I watched Killer.
And what was old Carrot Top's name? What was that motherfucker? Wasn't he Isaac? Wasn't
Children of the Corn.
Like Russell C's posted my favorite bit from Total Recall. He's talking about all his crazy catchphrases, and he's rattling through them, and out of nowhere, one of his crazy catchphrases just goes like,
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, man. That show, that episode is so good. I can't wait till we get to talk about that. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
All right, so here are the questions. Well, first, let's get to someone. So let's, let me be random about this.
Get real random.
What the fuck? When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
All right, Fancy, the first one from Myron. Let's just knock this one out right here. Okay, who likes the movie Constantine? Fess up. He loves it.
That's a question. Do I love Constantine?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a demanding question. There's no question mark here. There's exclamation points. I am demanding that you answer me or agree or disagree with this statement now. Go.
Love it? No. I haven't seen it for a really long time. I remember thinking it was pretty mediocre.
Making enemies. All right. For people with kids, not Mark. All right, so you missed that question. All right, Mark. And we'll save Monica's question for the group. It'll be a group question. Here's Isaac's question. If you had the opportunity to direct a horror movie, which subgenre would you choose? What is the most hipsterish? That's the answer, Isaac. Go ahead, Mark.
If I was going to direct a horror movie, what subgenre would it be?
Yes, it's not Jeopardy. You don't need to say things in the form of an answer or a question or repeat them. You can just answer it for me.
I'd probably go with something like along the lines of a giallo, because I like psychedelic lighting and trippy synth-driven music and lots of naked, beautiful women. And
bring it out on VHS and have a vinyl. Yes, we know. Positive, Brett. Sorry.
that sounded pretty positive to me, though. It sounded like you were congratulating him on using such different forms I think so.
In fairness, Mark would probably want to own both, so.
Oh, yeah, he totally would.
Yes.
I've been tempted by those VHS with VHS covers or when the Deftones put out the tape. I'm like, oh, I don't even have a tape player, but it's kind of so cool. I want to get the goddamn cassette tape. So, yeah, I know the feel, Mark. I'm there with you for that. So you would do giallo.
Remember
when we used to watch VHS tapes? I remember.
Fucking member berries. God damn it. I like how Undead keeps trying to slide this hockey talk in. He's just like sliding that in. Did Smoke put you up to this? I think Smoke paid you off. All right. Thanks, Duncan, for your answer about giallo. Oh, Mark. Sorry, Mark. That's Mark's answer.
I don't know why you would have said that.
Exactly.
All right, so now let's go.
Wait, this just come in. Darren Wilson says, in Children of the Corn, Isaac was the little leader one that kind of looked like Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice.
That's right.
Malachi was a ginger,
but yes, I knew Malachi was a ginger.
What was the description again of Isaac?
He said that he looked like Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice.
It's not that far off.
I'm so glad I can see this kid so well in my head because it's so true.
Remember, she's writing the letter, I am depressed, and then she tears up. She goes, I am utterly depressed.
Was it Lydia? No.
Lydia. No, Lydia, that's Lydia. I am alone. I am utterly alone.
Utterly alone.
Lydia. Yeah.
A brilliant game. Yeah. Jump in the nine, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe
that's the only reason I even knew what that song was when I was younger was because of that fucking movie. Oh.
You can sing that one all you want. Duncan.
Yeah, that one's great. That one's good.
Then I shan't.
I knew that was coming too. I knew that was coming.
It's his fault I got negative right off the bat.
Oh, look at that shit.
He broke out the biscuit. I mean the biscuit.
We'll blame it on the biscuit.
You and Mark both got mad because the call got dropped, all right? Don't pussyfoot around this shit. I got
blame
it.
Blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on
Shitty wall.
Blame it on the biscuit.
Drop the cup.
Shitty wall? Shitty wall? Did you call me shitty wall?
Shitty wall. Drop the cup.
Shitty wall.
You goddamn Mongolians.
Right, play my sound dog. All right,
let's do it. Let's do it. Oh my God.
That is not
damn
my Santina.
Like it's going everywhere now. Hold on, it's out of control. Now it's calmed down. I can't hit so many buttons.
Now imagine she's white.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Get in my belly.
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
It's fucking great.
That's so great.
Wait, so what's the question?
Oh yeah, hold on. That's right. I got so distracted with pushing 500 sounders at once that I forgot to go to the questions. All right, same one for you, Myron. Constantine, love it? No? Yes? Where are you on this?
No, I didn't really like it. Myron. I don't like Keanu Reeves in it. I think Keanu Reeves is pretty awful. I think the CGI is dated horribly. The only two reasons to watch Constantine are Tilda Swinton as Gabriel, because she's fucking amazing.
Yes, okay, there
and you go. Peter Stormare as Lucifer. He's like one of my favorite interpretations of Satan, although I don't think he technically is Satan in movies.
You wouldn't watch it? You wouldn't recommend it for LaBeouf? You don't want the Shia? You don't want the LaBeouf?
No. Funnily enough, I do not like. I actually would go as far as to say I prefer the Shia in the Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull than the Shia in Constantine, where he's basically playing that cabbie. He's basically playing like the cabbie version from like Darkman, if it was shit.
But isn't he always still playing the same character that
Disney? The Shadow, sorry.
Yeah, see, I think he's always been playing that Even Stevens kid from Disney days. It's like the same character all the way through. If you go back and, I mean, don't go back and watch it. Go watch a clip of it. It's the same character he's played in every movie he's ever done. It's ridiculous. I don't like that kid.
Our dark friend says you can add him.
That is inappropriate. Are you out of your mind, Duncan? Oh, Dr. Dark. Okay. Well, you didn't put his credentials in the front of that. You didn't say that.
I have yet to see his PhD, so until I see evidence of that, he's just Dark.
Before I add him, promise me you're not going to ask him to see his PhD, because I don't know what you're going to actually get shown if you say that. It's going to be pretty bad. Where's his
hopefully
I got to find
his
PhD
room. Neutral.
That's
a joke for all my chemists.
I think it's negative. I think it's non-existent there. Oh my gosh! I did it again, everybody. I did it again. I put everybody on hold. Now,
back the movie. Oh, that's actually because I would have said Jallo, but Mark stole my fucking answer. Motherfucker. Right, so I'll go slightly different then. If I had to do one, I would do a psychological thriller, which is actually a horror movie, but I'm calling it a psychological thriller, just to fuck with people.
That is, okay, all right, I can dig on that.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would do it. It would be blatantly, obviously, a horror movie, but I would say it's not a horror movie, it's a psychological thriller.
Would the poster just be like three floating heads on black?
That's sold, right? That's the name of the movie as well, Three Floating Heads on Black.
That's a great name. I can't wait to watch that. I'm going to watch that with Don't Torture a Duckling at the same time. It's going to be great. That movie's good. Well, I need something to balance, right? I don't know how this other one's going to turn out. All right, so Jacob's not liking the fact that we're going after Constantine so much. In Jacob Kane fashion, he's going to jump in here and beat us around. So he says, as a movie, it's decent. As a Constantine Hellblazer, it fucking sucked. And that's where Myron was coming from it, too, from that angle. As a movie, it's decent, but you guys are like, fuck Constantine, fuck Hellblazer, fuck a goddamn movie. So so it doesn't really matter.
In fairness, I've never read any Hellblazer. And I did watch the first two episodes of the TV show, and I didn't like that either. So Keanu, honestly, I can't deal with Keanu. Smoke's not here, so I can say that without deeply offending him. I just can't deal with him. He's good in John Wick. He's good in The Matrix. Out with that, the man can't act.
Constantine, just the movie just didn't have a whole hell of a lot going for it, to be honest. Like, it was just kind of doing a lot of the same shit the movies at the time were, it like came out, what, 3 or 4 years after the Matrix movies were all wrapped up. And I don't know, it had some interesting ideas in it, but it just wasn't, I just don't think it's that good. I'm sorry.
Yep. What he said.
Yeah, what that guy said right there.
He stole my answer. He stole my answer again. Mark, you're a bastard.
Sorry, Duncan. Jeez.
Mark is a total dick right now. He's just dicking on everything. A motherfucker you are. All right, so let's see. Did we do all the questions, though? Yes. No.
Undead.
No, I'm saying you. Did you answer all the questions?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, too, because you said the third one was for the group.
Oh, wait, no. There's a third one for you, too, because you have kids. All right, this is from Steven. Shit. Steven. For people with kids, what is the best way to introduce your kids to horror?
Scooby-Doo?
That's a good answer.
Scooby-Doo is the best way to introduce your kids to horror because Scooby-Doo teaches your kids that monsters are actually people in disguise.
Damn, what a good answer, you motherfucker.
That's a great answer that I can't steal.
I know, you can go have kids. You might have kids everywhere. I don't know. I can't, like, you know,
One of the greatest things that happened this year is, like, during Halloween, my daughter really, really got, she's 2.5, and she really got into Paranorman, and she's obsessed with it. She loves it.
Awesome. It's a great movie.
And I mean, that's got tons of horror content in it, and purely because she's been watching Scooby-Doo for like the last 6 months. In particular, the Kiss movie of Scooby-Doo, where she's now obsessed with Kiss.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Kiss song comes on, she thinks that's fucking great. She was singing... Kiss in the Car 2 days ago. So, like the best of everything comes from Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo could solve the world's problems. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. I would agree with that. I love some Scooby-Doo. Love it.
So, yeah, that's my answer.
All right, awesome. So, see, we did get to that question. So, all right, now it's time to go over to...
Get off my lawn.
Undead. Yay, undead.
Oh, you are there. Okay, why did... I mean, yes, just get quiet. Okay. All right, so undead, Constantine?
Box of shite.
He is so full of positivity tonight.
I love undead's answers.
He is so full of positivity. Russell, why are you trying to ruin Scooby-Doo?
Elaborate? It sucks.
Yeah, well...
Spot on.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. All right.
Next fucking question.
Ooh, listen to the negativity there. It's rough. All right.
Oh, positive. Next question.
All right, if you had the opportunity to direct a horror movie, which subgenre are you choosing?
I'm going to cross genres, and I'm going to go art house slasher.
Ooh.
I am going to have my slasher shot very, very art house with snow. It's got to have snow. I have a slasher in the snow. And I got to have that blood in the snow. And it's not going to be a Jason movie or your typical. It's going to have a giallo twist where you don't necessarily need, you know, lots of red herrings. I've got ideas.
I'm sold already. I want to see this movie. When is it coming out?
As soon as you give me some funds to start my screenplay.
Kickstarter.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see that movie, then send undead money. Lots and lots and lots.
Because I've got a killer mask in my head, and it will be a killer mask.
That sounded like...
That may be the name of the movie.
Killer... Oh, I love it!
That would be good. That would be good. You answered that, though, right there, like the sheriff when they found that girl.
It used to be called Steve the Hare Lip Killer, but I thought that sounded a little too comical.
Steve the Hare Lip Killer, well, it wasn't Cubicle. It wasn't Cubicle. Jesus.
That's been years.
Okay. I'm for it. I'll give some money. All right. Where's the coin slot? Where can I put some of this silver?
Fundraiser started. Undead fundraiser.
I got some of the silver change.
I would love to do that. Yeah, make that happen.
We can make that happen. I need to come shoot in Scotland though.
You're welcome. You're welcome over here to shoot your horror movie.
Because my,
we'll make
my
sure
kids
that
were already wondering if they could move in with you. Just saying. Not to bring up bullshit.
It's going to take up.
You are the third person to ask me that today.
I know.
Dude, let them all. You should let them all move in, and then you can be like Duncan by the dozen, and we'll have a reality show about it. It'll be great.
It'd literally just be Daddy Daycare, wouldn't it?
Okay, yeah. Duncan Daycare then. Well, that'll be the sequel called Duncan Daycare.
It'll
be great. And then the cover will just be you like shrugging with this like look on your face, like, and the kids will be all over the kitchen, like ripping up the cupcakes and throwing the cakes on the wall, and you're just like in an apron, just like, motherfucker, with this look on your face. I can see the cover. This is going to be the greatest movie ever. All right, I am working on the artwork right now. You guys continue the show.
Covered?
I'm doing the artwork. Who's going to do the soundtrack? Mark?
I was waiting for it.
It's very subtle.
Look, Undead's like, I don't want to listen to Mark.
Go on vinyl, Mark. It's got to be, I don't know. We'll see.
That's why Mark never tells us that this show sounds all staticky and echoey and all tronicky. Because he's like, no, it sounds great. It gives it that podcasting edge like we podcast in a garage, dudes. Like, it's cool.
Sounds like it's recorded in like 1984, man.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool.
Now, my slasher is not a retro slasher. It's a modern slasher. You got to go modern.
You know, you have to. Everybody's going retro.
I'm tired of doing that thing.
Now, everyone's going retro. If you were going to go, like, real retro, you'd have to do, like, a 1920s slasher. No, never mind. Aren't they doing... never mind. They're already going classic with the H.H. Holmes bullshit.
Oh, God. Russell C.
Russell ruins everything. Russell is attacking everything.
Scooby, no. What are you doing?
Oh, no. See, why would you do this? Why, even though Russell did come up with a great one to replace Spider-Man. And it is a perfect picture. I like that. It looks very Spider-Man-ish. Fits. All right. Undead, you have kids too, though. So what would you say?
And I've went through this, and I started my kids out. And I started my daughters out on Monster Squad.
I thought you were going to say Martyrs there. I was like, Jesus Christ, Undead.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wolves, right,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Then I broke him into Army of Darkness.
Nice.
That's the route I went. Scooby-Doo. They didn't get into Scooby-Doo for some reason, although that is, you started earlier than I did, so. With that. And now they can watch anything that doesn't have jump scares. They don't. My daughter does not like jump scares, but in blood, guts, gore, no problem.
Just not the jump scares.
They didn't. Yeah, they couldn't watch something like Lights Out. That's just nothing but a jump scare.
No, it's got to have, like, you know, the drug content, you know, the premarital sex, that kind of stuff. That's cool. Just not
like
the jump
Toad
scare.
Road would be a good movie to start your kid.
Oh,
out.
Excellent. All right, cool.
You might have to see the bushfire.
Okay, I'm putting it on right now for my children. They are going to go watch Toad Road. Dude, I remember I watched that goddamn movie that just ends with nothing. 7 points of hell or 7 gates of hell, and then nothing happens. It's crazy shit. The movie's a total mindfuck.
But I think they just watched a modern-day horror movie last night. Oh, shut up.
A modern-day horror movie.
I gotta get my jabs in there.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Last night was a pretty fucking scary movie, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it was a scary one, especially when Ovechkin got knocked off the ice. Like, I was like, oh my God, is this going
to
be like, you know.
Up into the glass, it was pretty awful.
Yeah, I was.
The guy in the striped shirt said, goal!
The guy in the red shirt? Did you say the guy in the red shirt said goal? Oh, I thought. Yeah, they don't yell stuff.
Soccer, hockey, and NFL together somehow. And
teaching Mark about sports feels like I'm on that show Perfect Strangers, and he's Bauke. It's just like,
you know,
no, listen,
days,
Mark. Like,
one of these days when we have a night just fucking around, I want a trivia quiz, sports trivia quiz, Mark versus Duncan.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing. Now, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
It'd be the longest this quiz ever.
Hold on, look.
Just be screaming at their devices.
Zero out of zero at the end of
it. Listen, no. Hold on, hold on. If we could, like, narrow it down to a certain very particular category so it would be easy to study for, and we could do it like that damn show with Bobby Flay and that fucking chick, whatever her name is, the worst cooks, where they take the worst cooks and they train them up. So someone's going to get Duncan and someone will get Mark, and you got a week to train them up and then let them go at the trivia. It'd be fucking awesome, man.
Oh, my God. Darren Wilson has actually made a fake poster for Duncan Daycare.
Oh, that is perfect. That is perfect, Darren Wilson. You.
Why is Beethoven in the corner?
Why not?
Wait, why is he in the corner?
Why is my skin color different on my hands?
because you were cleaning up.
It's oozing off your fingers.
Why is semen coming off your fingers?
What is that little girl pulling on? Is that Duncan's Red Rocket? What is going on in here? Whoa, this poster is not working for me.
Why am I being fucked by the Flash?
What's the other kid doing in the background? What is he letting someone play with his pan while he orgasms? What is that kid doing back there? Oh, he's weird.
Why is Dr. Dark Jr. in the background leaning backwards laughing?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
These jokes mean nothing on the playback. This is why you should listen to the show live.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jill. Thank you for sharing that you're going to be on the Midnight Horror Show. Thank you. Where are we?
We want to retract that.
We have 20 minutes to figure out what the hell is wrong with the show before we get Jill on here.
I don't know genuinely, on my side, everything is clear as a bell. I don't know what.
You see, but we keep saying we're going to ask the listeners, and then we keep failing to ask them, so I don't know.
Yeah, listeners out there, how does this sound?
What are the things that we can fix? Yeah, what are the things that we can fix in the next 20 minutes real quickly? Because, you know, we just got to shape up a little bit, because we have a guest coming in now, and the guest is making it public knowledge they're going to be on this show. We're not. She's announced
it.
You could remove us and then bring us back.
I'm going to webulous.
Maybe I'm going to have to, like, hang the call up, bring it all back, and we're going to try to figure this out.
Try that. That's usually the best way to fix a Skype problem. All right. And you can entertain the listeners while we're all away.
Oh, can I? Oh, thanks. Thanks, Duncan, for giving me that. Is Dr. Dark even here, for God's sakes?
Dr. Dark is listening, I think.
Oh, here we go.
I was waiting for you to play my music. Look.
That's a good point.
He gets so mad. Verbal Cat is giving me a Duncan's voice is a little low, but otherwise okay.
There you go. See?
There we go.
I will sit closer to...
Oh, here they come now. Undead sounds a little low, too.
I'm just low, dude.
Verbal Cat says get out the tap shoes, Danny. I'm going to have to. All right, let's try this one time. Here we go. Oh man, that went really quickly. And they're still on a call, it says. So I don't want to join their call. I want to make my own call. Skype is not really friendly. But yes. So we're going to get everyone back in here. And we'll see where that goes. Oh my god, they're all busy. Holy shit. All right, anyways, we've got Horror's Biggest Badass coming up soon. Midnight Massacre, we're going to break it down. We got two rooms left, right? Everything else has been murders in every other room, so we got two rooms left. So the way we're going to have to do this, well, we'll get into that in a second, because I don't want to get into all that yet, because then I'm going to have to tell the guys again, because they're not aware of how this is all going down. So, it's just not going to work. And the fact that their phone lines are busy is not going to work for me either. Thank God. All right, there you are, Duncan. Right?
Correct? Yeah, I think we all exited out the call, so you should add us all to this one individually.
Okay, excellent. So right now, we're good. Me and you are good, I think. All right, we're knocking it out right
Undead
now.
Undead will love that. Do you want to kiss the vibe? It's keeping me
You know what's going to be even
that's
really?
That's a flashback.
Watch, this is going to be even dickier. Let's do this right now. Let the motherfucker no one's here. Try me.
The nefarious Dr. Dark.
Well, if I was going to make a horror movie, the subgenre would be stupid, not fantasy, because I hate it, and I hate horror. I hate everything about it.
All right, let's see. And I know he'll never get back and listen to it, so I don't give a fuck.
You're such a prick.
I am a big prick. Everyone hates me. I can't help it. I can't help but be a prick sometimes.
I love you, Danny Trioxin.
Thank you, Duncan. You're the only one. Everyone else here, they hate me, and I hate them all, too, so it's fine. I mean, not the listeners, of course. I meant the other hosts, and not Undead. I might hate him, but I couldn't tell him I hate him because he would kill me. He's huge and monstrous and deadly. So, all right, everyone is back now. Dr. Dark is back, correct?
It didn't change anything.
Okay, then you just can't hear worth a shit then, because we are fine right now. Everything sounds really good to me and Duncan. So it's something going on with yours, which is positive, because that means you're the only one hearing it and not the listeners. So we're okay with that. We just...
What one could say is HIV positive.
Ooh, we have brought up STDs already on the show.
You could
so
say
it's...
that.
So everything sounds good, right? Let's hold on. Let me stand back.
It could even be true.
Shh. You need to be quiet.
Jesus
I need to stand
Christ.
Back. Okay, hold on. Let me look at everyone. Okay, you guys. All right, everything looks good so far. I think we're going to be ready to do this. All right. Oh, that's right. We don't have Mark here yet. Can't we just keep him upstairs until the duration of our adult party's over? Because this is going to be bad. Let's hear.
I mean, he'll stop talking when Jill gets here.
I'm just fucking around. Dr. Dark, you don't need to be so serious about it. All right. Don't really attack the man. I'm just joking. I'm just telling jokes. Oh, I think we found our culprit. As soon as Mark joined, all of a sudden I start hearing Tronny stuff.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm just fucking with you. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking with you. I was actually defending not fucking with you, and then the first thing I do is fuck with you. So that's really shitty on my part. It's really shitty. I'm sorry, Mark. All right, so we need to get into some of this horror's biggest badass, don't we?
I don't get to answer the questions.
What? What?
Can I answer the questions?
Oh, yes, you do. Go ahead. We'll go ahead and let you.
I've never seen Constantine.
You're not going to ask where your music is?
And
you're not going to ask where your music is?
Maybe hide around the.
You're not
going to
ask where your music is?
Jump out.
You're not going to ask where your music is? You're not going to ask where your music was?
Hey, where's my music, bitch?
I already played it. Fuck you. I'm so glad I was waiting for that. I'm so glad you fell right into that trap 37 times later.
You didn't play it for me to hear, so it doesn't count.
Okay, well, you didn't.
This is true.
All right, I guess if I'm going to play by second grade rules, then that's fair for you to do the same, Dr. Dark. All right, touche.
Like if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
I thought the way you used to say that to people is if you suck dick in a different state under a different name, do any of your friends back home know that you did it? That's how you used to describe that.
I mean, not unless I
you
got to
get a little quicker on your feet if people are going to fire those things at you like that, sir. Can't just lay down and take it. Can't just lay down and take it with your butt wide open, all right? It's not going to work.
With butt wide open.
I knew it. If it's not smoke, it's going to be him that's going to do that. All right, so Constantine, you said you hadn't watched, right? You have kids. How'd you introduce your kids to horror?
I said I don't know how to make a movie, and... Because apparently nothing that I find interesting is interesting to anyone else, or nothing that anyone else finds interesting is interesting to me. So I don't want to make a boring movie, so I just won't make one.
Did you miss the memo that this was a show about positivity tonight? Because you sound more negative.
Fuck everything and fuck everything.
I mean, he's like, I don't know how to fucking make a movie. I don't like the fucking movie you're talking about, and fuck my kids. I mean, he's just being a total douche all of a sudden.
I said I just hide around a corner and jump out and say boo, and you know, wow, there's your introduction to horror. You're scared.
All right, well, you've totally just cut the dick off this show, and I'm glad you did it in the first hour and didn't do this when we had guests here. This is the equivalent to us all sitting down to have a good meal in the house of TMHS, and you stand up and stick your dick right in the gravy in front of all of us. You know how embarrassed we would be if you did that?
I mean, that shit is hot. Kind of burned.
How do you know
this
that
Thanksgiving is ruined?
Oh, are you kidding me? Thanksgiving is a food orgy for Dr. Dark. He fucks all of it.
I'm gonna grab the second hour by the pussy, and it's gonna be awesome.
Oh my god! Okay, you also missed the disclaimer that we are not discussing the hockey game last night in any way.
I've been doing it all day, and I'm getting yelled at.
I didn't say I wanted to discuss anything. I'm just telling you how I'm going to handle the second hour.
Okay, I'm going to get that on isolation and play that back and see if Big Man won't say that in the second hour. We will see.
You don't think I'll say it?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that, guys. I apologize. Yes, I apologize. Okay, I do think you'll do it. I know you would do it. So please, God, don't do it. Please, God, don't do it.
Please say pussy poo.
Oh, my God. I don't think I'm going to come back after halftime. I don't think I'm going to be here for that second hour. This
well,
is.
If you don't, then you won't be able to add her to the show. So I will. It won't matter.
Well, I'll do what I did to Mark and Undead. I added them and took off running to smoke a cigarette and just let them. I don't know what they did. They probably bannered it out and made fun of the fact that I was. Oh, fucking Danny. Just fucking. Yo, just brands
exactly
off.
Exactly what we did.
I know because this happens every time I leave you guys hanging there. That's why I quit doing it because it started to hurt my feelings real bad. Sometimes I come back early and I can hear it and it.
I mean,
what
else,
so who
like
are we moving on to now?
Yeah,
it's my turn now.
Tina!
It's my turn. It's my turn.
Oh, yeah, Danny, your turn.
Yeah, Danny needs to tell us his movie.
I'm a little too upset right now to do
Come
it.
On, buddy.
Don't make fun of me again, you son of a bitch. I'll fucking kill you to my theme song right now, Mark. This is the sound of Danny putting his foot against the back of your neck, Mark. Party on that, bitch. That was the remix. You guys hadn't
so
heard that one yet.
So much positive.
You guys hadn't heard that one yet. That was the remix. Whatever, bitch. You know what? I don't even want to hear anything about positivity because, motherfucker, I put a halftime together. You shut the fuck up because I put a goddamn halftime together that the two songs equal out to exactly 5-5-5 to be positive and say, fuck the devil, 666. All right, so you don't understand how hard that is to find two songs that run exactly 5-5-5. So you don't tell
don't
me that I'm not... What? You don't believe me? You hit the fucking stopwatch when I run the motherfucker. And you see if that bitch doesn't run 5-5 motherfucking 5.
Yes.
There was no cutting to that, no editing, no nothing. It's 5-5-5-5-5. Fucking kill.
Yes.
Kill everybody. I'll kill
everybody.
Better
than me.
I'm gonna fucking kill everybody. I'll kill you all. I'll fucking kill you all. All right, so where are we? question was, let me get back to normal. The question was, how would I introduce my kids to horror? Well, I take them to a family get-together, and Daddy gets drunk and fights with his family members. And that is so horrifying that my kids want to come home and watch more of that. So that's how I introduced my kids to horror. It was called domestic violence.
That's how you make family reunions great again.
Ooh, you son of a bitch. Actually, my kids got into it because Charlie Brown's The Great Pumpkin. Because in the beginning with the woo ghosts and shit, I don't know why. They just both get a kick out of that. And they like that Vince Guaraldi shit, right? Little pothead babies or something. They're really into that jazzy Vince Guaraldi. So that's what I did for my kids. Now they – but the girl will not watch horror, will not interact with horror – was like having nightmares last night based on what was going on that hockey game yesterday. So no, there's no horror there. I've tried to introduce everything. None of it works. None of it works. The other one lives for it, but then gets really upset when you scare them. So I don't know how that works. It's a double-edged sword. They like crave it. And as soon as you get them really good, it's like the end of the world. I don't get it. Fuck kids. They're so weird. Yeah, so that's how I turn my kids onto horror. And if I were to direct a film, it would be subgenre would be I think I would do a comedic torture porn musical. And I would call it Repo: The Genetic Opera. And I have this idea that it'll be like in the future and everyone's organs will start shutting down. And I think I'm going to try to cast my ideal cast would be like Paris Hilton. I'd want Bill Moseley. I think I'd want the guy that was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer because I think he can sing really well. And then Sarah Brightman, if I could get her to show up without eyeballs and sing, like, I think this movie could take off.
They like glow everywhere.
Yeah. And she's got really crazy mascara and she, it would be badass. So if you guys want to see this movie, send TMHS some Kickstarter money and we'll make sure it gets made and we'll send you a copy of it. So there you go. Oh, speaking of that, the award for the survivor of Midnight Massacre is going to be a nice, still completely sealed up. So I can't actually tell you what it really is, but it's still sealed up and it's Twin Peaks. I don't know if it's the whole season. I don't know what the hell it is. But it's Twin Peaks, and it's all in fucking Japanese or Chinese. It's some import. Still sealed in the fucking box. So that is going to whoever survives Midnight Massacre 83. So you might get the whole season. You might. I don't know what the hell you're going to get. I can't read. And I don't feel like taking it to my grandmother and asking her what it says. So, you know, you'll have to open it up or keep it on your shelf. You know, if you're a Mark, you're going to keep it on your shelf. If not, you're going to open that bitch up and see what the fuck those Japanese people are talking about on Twin Peaks. So, all right. That's that. What? You'd open it?
I'd open it.
We're not talking about, like, having sex with someone. Why would you? You're like, I'd open that. I mean, no, we're... Whoa, I don't know. No, Lisa Ann, you just made it home and you have not missed the whole show. The show hasn't even started technically yet.
Yeah, you've not even missed what we're about to move on to.
Yeah, you actually haven't missed anything because here we are at 7:51 and we just finished Guts Up. So, and we have Midnight Massacre to get into. We have all four rounds of Horror's Biggest Badass. Oh, and we have Jill Six showing up to talk some stylist and guest host with us through our segments because clearly that's the way we got to roll.
I thought we were going to talk about the TV shows during the second hour.
Well, you thought wrong then because I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know. What's up? What's up, buddy?
I mean, it seems like we're going to because we have 9 minutes and you have 6 minutes of music, so.
We have 9 minutes and I have 6 minutes. Yeah, I mean, I guess we're going to have to do all of it. We're going to have to do all of it in the, second.
You can do the massacre right now.
I mean.
That won't take long.
I guess we could, but see, the thing is, I didn't feel like doing that right now because I really want a cigarette. So that's how that shit's gonna work. I'm just gonna have to go smoke a cigarette. Cause, dude, I only have 5:55. I only have 5:55. All right, that's not enough time. So I need to do this now and go and smoke my cigarette.
The clock is ticking.
The clock is totally ticking. All right,
will he get a cigarette?
Hold on.
The whole time.
Guys, I'm getting
give me my cigarette. I need my cigarette now.
I'm getting a screenshot sent to me on my iPhone that is a picture of a blank, unfilled out pink slip. So we are actually going to go ahead and do Midnight Massacre 83 right now. Yeah, so we are. Hold on. Don't worry, Dark. Please don't send that. I've got it going. So now, with a little bit of persuasion from the boss, we are going to do Midnight Massacre right now because these messages that are coming in are getting a little threatening. I don't think I can handle that. So this is perfect. This is our 80s song for Midnight Massacre this week. Party's slowing down, right? We're like in the fourth or fifth hour. It's got to slow down. What, Mark, did you not know this was in the 80s? What did you think, this was yesterday?
I thought it was written in the 50s.
Mark, are you serious right now? You thought Bobby McFerrin was alive in the 50s? No one would have let him do this shit.
No.
I mean, I'm sure he was alive, but...
I mean, you think Bobby McFerrin was alive? How old was he in the 80s when he did the song?
I don't know, probably in his...
All right, quit gulping your big tea and answer the question, Dr. Dark.
It's not tea, it's water.
I don't give a shit what it is. You're just like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm deep throating a giraffe right now.
I said he was probably in his 40s.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter because this isn't about Bobby McFerrin. And see, you're trying to distract me so you can fire me, and that's not the way it's going to work. All right, it is Midnight Massacre. We are down to the last two groups of people, and we only have two rooms remaining. Mark, what are those two rooms that are remaining?
It's 4 and 5 on the dice. Where's the fucking map?
yes, Mark, it is 4 and 5 on the dice, which is the Smoker's Lounge, correct? I don't know. I'm posting it to the Facebook group now so you can put where you're going. There's going to be two groups. Is that part of the movies where they go, we're going this way, and the other leader says, no, we're going to go hide. We're going to hide out here. So there's two groups. Only one group is going to survive to the finale. And then all the rooms are opening back up, and it'll all get crazy.
You got two choices, dance floor or smoker's lounge.
Dance floor, smoker's lounge. let us know now. And is it all right? So what are we gonna do? Is dance floor still gonna be? Yeah, it's gotta stay that way. It's gotta stay that way the whole time. If no one's here, they're going to the dance floor team. All right, let's hear them. Let's hear them, people. All right. Hello, anyone? Anyone? Wait, so I just now realized that Duncan is gone? What happened to Duncan? His power
Duncan's
went out?
His power dropped. They fucked with his electricity, and he is not here.
Oh, my Christ. All right, so...
Anybody fucking else here?
It's just me and you, it sounds like, right now.
Huh. I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, here, there,
there. In the game.
I'm dead, but I'm...
Okay, well, all right, so someone gets Duncan's... Figure out where Duncan is. Someone's got to figure out where Duncan is. You're in the smoker's lounge. I am going to...
No, Duncan is in the smoker's lounge.
Right, I got it.
All right, Alicia's on the dance floor. Claudia is in the smoker's lounge. No, wait, oh, wait. You're right. Claudia's right. Smoker's lounge went last week. It's theater. It's the theater. It's 4 and 5, right? That's what you said?
I thought it was 5 and 6.
No, it's 4 and 5. They're right because Lisa died. Okay. I remember Lisa. Lisa died. She was pretty upset about that. Those results of that poll.
Dance floor or home theater?
Look, Russell, love how you guys plan the show during the show. At least somebody loves it. At least somebody loves it. All right, so let's see where Duncan's going. All right, so you got the Darren. Darren's in the theater. I think I'm going to have to go. Who else is left? Just Duncan? Wait, Dr. Dark's around, right?
No, I'm dead.
Oh, you're dead too? All right, I'm going to go to the... I'm going to go to the dance floor. I'm going to go to the dance floor.
What else we got? Anybody?
I don't know, but you better because I can't find my die. I can't find... Wait. Is that proper? Or is it dice? Die? The die? The die. I can't find the die.
I'm trying to get Duncan's answer here.
Yes, get Duncan's answer while I try to find this goddamn dice.
Okay. Andrew Leslie is also in the theater.
All right.
Who the hell is everybody? Everybody can't be dead. We're missing some people.
Well, they all go to the dance floor because there's only two of us there right now, and that's... Who is it? It's Alicia... Me, and then everyone else is in the theater. So everyone's going
Steven,
to the dance floor.
No Lance. No Ricky Morgan.
Nope. Okay, all these people are going to the dance floor. They're all going to the dance floor. All right, so what is this between? 5, 6?
4 and 5.
4 and 5. All right, here we go. Ready? Ready for this?
Roll it.
2, 6. 1, 6, 2, 3, 6, 3, 4. Oh no! Everyone dance in the floor. Theater dies, yeah. And the dance floor survives. Woo! Oh, that's rough. All right, so half the people are now dead. So who's all left? Well, we'll get the results out there. But if you weren't here tonight, you were in the dance floor, and you survived again by default. And the only ones brave enough that had to choose it was me and Alicia. And we are both alive with you. Team Danny is alive in the dance floor. And we're moving on to the finals next week. It's amazing. Somebody's getting that, someone's getting that Twin Peaks, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Something. All right. So it's time to move on to our hip hop halftime, which is a positive hip hop halftime. I think I've reinforced that point about 700 times tonight. And when we come back, we will be joined by Jill Six, director of Call Girl and The Stylist. And we'll sit down and chat with her and get into some horror's biggest badass as well. All right, we will be right back.
Trying to keep me out of scuffles, I love the bloody knuckles, I'm fighting with. stars. I know I see you hustling in the summertime. New York lights in the whip. Picked you up the crib. I'm a nose in the judo. The coupe's judo. I'm in the booth like the judo. I kick it brutal. I see the life and your hype and make the right. And your there's nothing wrong with the pretty up inside. And you hide it. You wanna ride it. You wanna ride. I'm gonna come up. I bring the sun up and take the moon down. And look at you now. Look at you.
All right, we're back. Who's still with us? Did anyone make it through? Did undead make it through? Is the real question.
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
That's the real question.
Wake me up after that bullshit.
Oh, come on. It was positive. It was positive vibes,
somebody
man.
Somebody wake up, Grandpa.
Thing they said.
Oh, come on. You can completely understand the second guy. It's Ollie Tominique. That dude is amazing. Comes out of Arizona. Kid's great. What? Ollie Tominique.
Like, I know.
Kid's amazing, dude. The first guy. The first guy.
I mean, with a name like that, I hope he's enjoyed whatever success he's had, because he's doomed.
Well, he's a young rapper that's come up, did the one take competition and won it, did some rapping with Tech N9ne. I mean, the guy's good. The guy's good.
It doesn't matter.
Those I've never heard of.
Sure.
You've never heard of Tech N9ne?
No.
Are you serious?
I honestly do not listen to that stuff. Sorry.
Listen, now he had to correct himself. He's like, that stuff. Shield stuff.
Trying to be positive.
He said, that's all right.
Me out, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Chilling and shit.
I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. That was totally wrong of me. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and let's get Jill in here. So Duncan is not with us still. Duncan's not with us. No?
Nope.
The man that drives our conversations is totally gone. It's
all right, so we're definitely scratching that off the list of places to move, because I mean, the power's gone out on Wednesday night like twice in the last month.
Well, the power goes out here, or it used to during the summer, every Wednesday night for the show. Don't you remember the lightning storms used to take the show out every time last summer?
Did your house get struck by lightning?
No, did it?
But I mean, it rains every day over there, so you'd think they'd be okay with like weather issues for power.
Dr. Dark is pretty upset. He's been handing out pink slips like crazy tonight. He is on a roll. I don't know if all of this hockey game stuff has gotten him back into this apprentice state of mind, but he is he's been laying down the executive orders tonight.
I know you were terrified when you texted me to say that like the network was offline.
I was really terrified to tell you that, because I didn't know how you were going to react to it. I thought you were going to fire everyone on the spot, so we don't like to bring the bad news your way. So that's why every once in a while I fluff our numbers. When you ask for the numbers, I fluff them a little bit just so you won't get mad and tell us all to go home and stay at home. I have to fluff them a little bit. So it's just, you know, tricks of the trade. I'm admitting it all now. All right, let's get Jill in here. Let's quit bullshitting around. Where's Jill? Let's see here. Let's add Jill to the call. Was able one what they mean update Skype or using an unsupported device. Oh my god.
Oh god, is she using Linux too?
Oh my god, we've been hit with the same thing that Smoke had. Oh, son of a bitch. That is really shitty. You know what?
He's a cunt. Duncan's not here, I'll call him a cunt.
You know, the thing is, a better, more prepared professional show would have done these checks ahead of time. But since we just planned all of this the last 30 minutes, you can't expect a lot out of us. So we're going to keep trying. And if not, it's cool. We're gonna make sure to get Jill on here at some point if we don't get her tonight. But we're gonna keep trying. So we need to go to the first Horror's Biggest Badass, I guess, while we wait, right? Let's
HBB, baby.
Let's do it. We don't need another hero. Oh, I forgot I cut her off. I was waiting for more of that. But,
something Thunderdome.
Yeah, I totally.
Those are the actual lyrics to that song.
Yeah, I shouldn't have cut those off. Damn it. Why? I don't know why I did that. I was trying to clean up the volume, because you remember she used to come out really loud. So I tried to clean it up, and then I cut some
super
off.
Super bassy drums at the end of that old clip. So, yeah.
All right, well, so the first match, let's see, which one's going to be the best one to get into? I really thought, like we talked earlier, that there was one that we should have saved to the very end. But it really doesn't look like it's as close as we thought in name.
That sounds familiar.
Landslide one?
Yes. It was a complete landslide. So the two matching off against each other for the first round we'll go into. Like I said, the one we were going to save is Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus American Horror Story. The entire series, not an individual season, but the series as a whole up against Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So I guess because Buffy hasn't been around for quite some time and barely makes it into this tournament by our set standards that we had for this tournament, I just figured American Horror Story would just run away with this thing, or it would at least be like split down the middle, you know, the old school hang to the Buffy side. And then, but it didn't go that way. It's like an 18-8 vote. Buffy's favor. So when we have a landslide like this, instead of like we've done in the past tournaments where we reward 1 point depending on the listener poll, that is kind of that's a total beatdown right there, 18-8. So we're going to award 2 points, right? Two or three. Let's make the decision now. Two or three?
Two.
I agree.
Two? All right.
Three.
You're just doing that. You're just doing that to be a jerk.
Nope, it's two.
Okay. Well. Wait. Hold on. I think we're gonna try Jill again. We think we might have got everything fixed, and we will come back to this. We will come back to this. So let's see if this is working now.
No, it don't.
Hey, have some positivity. I tried to say.
Hey.
I tried it. You don't need to sound like a gay horse either. All right. Knock that off.
That's what gay horses eat.
Is hay. Yeah, of course we know that. We had an entire episode named that a long time ago, back in the day. Back in the day when we let Dark say whatever he wanted to say, whenever he wanted to say it, you know. But we don't allow him to do it.
I can say whatever I want to now, I promise.
Well, I know you can say whatever you want to, because you're the boss, and you threaten to fire all of us if we don't do what you say. I know, but that we're not.
I mean, it's acceptable now to say whatever you want to.
I thought I made it pretty clear there in the beginning of the show, Dr. Dark, boss or not, that we were not going to be bringing up last night's hockey game, all right? We know it's devastating. We don't need to bring up the hockey game.
I wasn't here in the beginning of the show.
Okay, well, I told you. Again and again, I'm sure I told you that we were not bringing this up. The hockey game is not to be mentioned again, all right? The Capitals lost to the Sharks. We know there's nothing that can be done about it. We just have to deal with it until the next game, which is 4 years from now. So, yeah, you got something to say?
The Capitals didn't really
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, they won. The fans that were there watching the game were definitely... You know, the popular vote went to the Capitals. Everybody was cheering harder for the Capitals, but San Jose Sharks found a way to win that game. I don't know. That's ridiculous. Anyways, enough of our hockey politics. Enough of that shite. My God. We finally do have Jill here. See, we were not lying, and we did clean up the show.
I'm here.
See, Jill, what's up? How are you doing?
Fabulous.
It sounds, well, you... Yeah, we are not good. We've had static, we've had echoing, we've lost hosts along the way of the first hour, and we did a mad dash the last 10 minutes to try to clean this all up before you got here.
Oh, well, it seems good now.
See? That's all that matters. See, you think
positive.
It sounds good. It is a show about positivity, but even though it hasn't been positive at all.
Why I keep hearing the static, then.
Because you just want to complain about something, all right? Just let the listeners enjoy. They have told us time and time again, there's no problem. They're saying on the message board right here, Facebook, there's no problem. They said, Dr. Dark, you're a little low, but they're fine with that. They're okay with the fact that they can't hear you. They think that that's a good thing. So just leave
sure
that alone.
They are.
Jill, so it's been about... It's been about a year, right, since we've talked to Jill? Well, Mark, you might have talked to her sooner than that.
It feels like longer than that.
I think it has been. Let's see. We talked to you... Yeah, it was. It might have been 2 years ago. We talked to you right when Call Girl was starting to make the rounds.
Yes, maybe even longer than 2 years ago.
Holy shit, man! What is happening? This is what happens when we get old. The time flies too quickly. Yeah, so I guess it has been a while. But since then, you have just like you've just been exploding everywhere. You've exploded up. You've got what, the stylist out now?
Yes.
See, this is what happened last time. We were all like, oh yeah, we heard you have the Call Girl. We haven't seen Call Girl. And then, you know, you sent us the clip afterward, and then we all watched it and we're like, shit, you know what? Now we have plenty of things to talk to her about now. But Mark actually went down to Texas, and you watched this, right, Mark?
I did. I ran to Jill. I saw the stylist the second time that it ran, which, Jill, correct me if I'm wrong, was that the same night that the Rogue One drink testing thing was going on?
Yes, in the middle of the day.
So wow. You got super day drunk at Fantastic Fest?
Yeah, and then I was late to the Q&A for that screening.
But you made it to the Q&A.
Yes.
Well, that's what matters.
Mark, you told this story like a giddy little boy earlier. Now, why are you trying to reiterate this thing for?
Now he sounds like a prosecutor. He's like, so you got super drunk in the middle of the day. Yeah. You didn't come on time.
I was going to be really bummed out if you didn't make it to the second Q&A because I didn't get to see the first one for some fucking reason.
Yeah, but where were you?
Exactly. Where were you, Mark?
Yeah, we're
not sure.
He was probably super drunk. And
I was super day drunk and night drunk for about 7 days.
No, according to us, Austin. Mark, you were off smoking weed with, like, Doug Benson or somebody.
Yeah, I got high with Doug Benson. I met a lot of cool people, but yeah, I ran into Jill, I think, the day before the Stylus was screening, and, yeah.
You didn't scare Jill. Did he scare you?
No.
Okay, see, good. That's good. Because I think the last time Jill was here, that's when Mark was so intimidated by girls, and he was like, and he couldn't talk the whole time. I don't think he said two words to you. He was terrified. He was absolutely terrified. So I'm good. You've come out of your shell, Mark. Good. So Jill, this thing is like this thing is playing like everywhere though. I mean, you can't keep up with being everywhere this movie is right now, right? I mean, I think I'm seeing it's playing over here, it's playing on this continent, it's over here. It's all over the place right now, right?
It's insane. And you know they cram all the genre and horror stuff into October mostly.
Yeah.
So, especially lately we've had like 5 or more screenings every week, it seems like.
And you're just bringing home like more and more awards though, right? You're tearing it down with the awards.
It's going really well. It's nothing like anything else I've made as far as how it's being received. It's been awesome because it's now like all of our departments have been recognized. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, like, you've been nailed with, like, the writing, the score, the actress, what's her name from Contracted?
Najara Townsend.
Yes, I've heard she nails it.
She is amazing.
See, I think you just have, like, that talent to do that, though. You had Lawrence Harvey and Tristan Risk then, and then you have her, and, I mean, you just, like, have this ability to find these people. That
she's especially won a lot. Like, she's won 3 and had more nominations. But she got a special mention at Fantastic Fest.
Nice.
That was a surprise.
Nice. Mark really enjoyed the shit out of it.
She was like the audience choice award, I think, for actors.
The audience choice award? Were you there for that, Mark? I hope you were there voting and whatever you had to do, right? Hollering and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just make sure, Mark. Don't be pussing out on us with this shit. Don't be pussing out
for us.
Did
you win any awards for the photography for the stylist? Because I think...
We haven't, like, but
no?
Our cinematographer totally should win an award.
Yeah, that's Mark's big thing.
I was really excited to see, because Call Girl, if you haven't seen it, you should go watch it. I think it's on Dread Central, right? You can go watch it over there.
Yeah, and it's on my YouTube and everywhere, Vimeo.
You should go see it, but like the thing that I was like most impressed with, I think, between Call Girl and The Stylist was cinematography, because Call Girl... is like totally performance driven. It's like this is maybe minor spoilers, but it's just a static shot through the whole thing, and The Stylist kind of moves like a movie. It's like, yeah, whoever shot this deserves an award for sure, because I thought it looked amazing.
Thank you.
Damn it, Mark, you're making the rest of us jealous.
He's amazing. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, Call Girl is like found of its. It was written to be that way, but it's just like a webcam angle the whole time. So it was kind of the perfect first film, and I made a few tiny things in between that and The Stylist.
Yeah, you did.
The Stylist, I was like, this I want to be like look like a big budget film.
Oh man, I gotta watch this thing.
You got to do some super rad makeup effects on The Stylist too, like. I can't remember, like, Call Girl had some, like, maybe minor prosthetics, like fake teeth on Tristan Risk or something.
Yeah.
But not quite on the level of The Stylist.
Yeah, due to that static shot, we actually shot Call Girl in just 2 long takes, so it's like 4 solid minutes. So that means we couldn't do any major effects, because there was no, you know, like there's no cuts for us to stop and put it on. People think, because there's all those glitches in it, it looks like maybe it's a million different takes, but it's really only the first half and second half. So it's, we had to forego all, like we built something for Lawrence's neck to like rip it apart, but we couldn't apply it. He'd have to have it on the whole time and it wouldn't be able to hide and all, it's all this crap. But yeah, right. We spent like a whole day just shooting the gore effect in the stylus.
Man, that is
which
awful.
I don't want to spoil.
I know, it's killing me. You two are killing the shit out of me. Is it playing? I think we went through this before, and we threatened the guy that ran that festival. So we can't go that way again. Yeah, we can't go that way again. So I don't want to say that.
God.
I don't want to threaten all,
you
that
guys
guy.
Are getting me banned.
No, I know we don't want to do that.
We didn't really.
No, we didn't really. We sucked that guy's ass. We were like, hey, we're Baltimore Ravens fans too, and he's totally cool, and he's down. He's all about it. But is it playing anywhere near Virginia, for God's sakes?
I spent a lot of money at that convention that weekend.
You did spend a lot of money.
Virginia.
No, we never have anything. We don't ever have anything. That's the thing. We don't even have these festivals. See, Dr. Dark is trying to put a festival together, and he wants to get, you know, he wants to do like this awesome horror, chicks of horror, you know, chicks of horror flicks type festival. See, you should come on. You should all come. You should all come. To Dr. Dark's festival and show your movies. Virginia has none of this. We really don't.
We have an Alamo Draft House opening soon, so I thought it would be awesome to kick it off with something like that.
That would be cool. They're, you know, like, not only do they do Fantastic Fest, but they host the Mile High. Well, you guys know that. And then, so I think they're down for that kind of stuff. Like, you just have to approach them. They're really cool.
Yeah,
so you're getting Dr. Dark all salivating.
We will be. I don't want to say where yet, but I'm doing the paperwork, like that. The stylus will be released through a streaming service, so you'll just have to get that streaming service, and everyone will be able to see it soon.
That's awesome. I'm all about.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm all about streaming services. I'm all about them. I'm ready to.
I hope I already have.
I think I already have it, but that's awesome. It's awesome. It's just one more reason for everyone to go out and get it, but we don't know that yet, so we'll wait and see. Let's wait and see what it is. We'll tell everybody.
Everybody's got Dread Central, so go check out fucking Call Girl if you have not, because it's fucking great. It's
I think most of the old school listeners still do, because
go check out Call Girl.
Clearly, you know we go ahead.
On my I have a website, 6tape.com, 2 X's, and like there's links to all my shorts on there.
I want to go watch
the trailer for the stylist.
I want to go watch Grammy because I had not watched Grammy, and is that over there at your site so I can go watch that?
Yes.
Okay. I really want to see Grammy.
Can you?
Yeah. I saw that. Well, that's what intrigued me though. So like, I read the synopsis and I'm like, all right, this is cool. And then I see the duration of it. I'm going, how is this pulled off in that amount of time? And of course, I'm sure you pull it off wonderfully. But that intrigued me immediately when I saw the duration of it. I'm like, okay, I got to see how this goes down. Because sometimes those 2-minute ones are the ones that terrify me the most. That's the shit I remember. Like the one with the lights off and the thing coming down the hall right up in the woman's face. Like that thing was like 2 minutes long. But I will never forget that shit. It's terrifying. So I like this little
thing.
I think ones at that length kind of just, they kind of more lend itself for just kind of, you know, like one little scare. It's kind of just like a punchline.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's nice because, you know, there's nothing for anyone to try and set down, because, you know, some of these people will pick apart, you know, anything in the world, but you just get a nice uppercut. It's like a quick knockout, you know, and I like that. You know.
Guys need to watch, there's a short called Sinkhole.
Sinkhole.
And it's maybe 1 minute long. I think it's on Vimeo. It is fucking hilarious, and you got to see it.
I'm writing this down. Sinkhole. My ADHD only allows for this.
It's the first thing I saw that was that short, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. Like, I didn't know people even thought of ideas that short.
Like, 1 minute. Like, I think that is definitely the shortest one that I've heard of so far, then. 1 minute is definitely. Okay, I'm writing this thing down. Okay.
Hey, Jill, what's going on with the Frankenstein-created bikers?
That is playing all over the place also. I was the assistant director on Frankenstein, which is by James Bickert. And it's the sequel to Dear God No, for anyone who's seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, Ellie Church is in it. Tristan is in it. Lawrence Harvey's also in it. And then the whole gang from Dear God No, if anyone has seen that. It's insane. It's an exploitation film. that is about a group of bikers who have been reanimated, back, you know, brought back to life by a crazy doctor, and the doctor wants them to capture Bigfoot. I mean, this movie is insane. I don't. It's just like a nonstop ride, and we're finally bringing it to Kansas City on December 3rd. But it's playing all over the place. If you, everyone needs to follow it on Facebook.
I'm going to follow it right now and see if it's anywhere near God blessed fucking Virginia, because this is if we get down. Dr. Dark, you got to get this Alamo Drafthouse thing going, man. It's not working.
Yeah, if it does, if it doesn't come to Denver, I might have to wait for it to get a video or VOD release, because...
Yeah, my dumbass missed it at Horror Hound. I was...
You were... Yeah, you see, the important parts of what you just said, Undead, got completely just trimmed right off. Like, I think you did it on purpose. I really don't think that's a technical glitch. I think you did that to fuck with everyone. You're like, oh, at Horror Hound... And then just nothing. There's just nothing.
I was watching Rocky Horror when that was going on.
Oh, okay. Well, watching Rocky Horror.
I know that.
Yeah, go for that. Jill, so...
I haven't seen it since the premiere in March.
You haven't seen the premiere in March?
At Horror Hound in March.
Yeah, I think...
It played. It premiered at the Atlanta Film Festival, and since James has cut off like a half hour of the movie, so I really haven't even seen the final movie yet.
Yeah. Shit. Atlanta. See, I could get to Atlanta. I could get to Atlanta.
You got to shoot on, it's 32 millimeter. This was
35.
35, right.
Yes. That was really exciting because I have no experience with that before I was on set. And I haven't been to film school. I don't know any of these things. So learning kind of just how, well, really just the shock of how, how lazy we are because it's a digital, we can, you know, shoot everything all day long 1,000 times.
That film is expensive.
You actually need to think about it. Yeah, it's interesting because it really, when you really think about it, it's like it's become a different thing because we can do it. We've like made it this perfectionist thing when back in the day they just shot everything once and it's like that's just what it is. I think we could learn from being more disciplined, you know, beforehand and not shooting like 8,000 hours of coverage that we don't need, which is what I do.
Yeah.
I was going to
say it saves time on set and shit like that, so.
Yeah.
It makes me feel bad for taking so many digital photos now. I feel bad. I should go back to the days of pretending I'm using Kodak still.
Yeah, and you don't know what you and just took a picture of just that like that we can, you know, watch it back right away versus imagine like you don't get to watch it till the next morning or whatever. That would be insane.
Yeah, I mean that's crazy, but the cool thing is that I mean we're all of that age where we've all lived in a world where that was the only thing, you know. It wasn't just a style to go back and try to mimic it. I mean, we lived through those kinds of days, so I think that's why, you know, I worry that the generations coming up are just, you know, like you said, everyone's going for perfection. And this is why things get destroyed and trolled online, because it's just, you know, it has to be immaculate for these people to appreciate stuff. It's, I don't know, it's kind of ridiculous.
They'll never get to experience, like, shooting a whole disposable camera.
A lot of our, like, favorite, I think one of some of the biggest directors, though, like, we hear they're pretty crazy and, like, make their cast do 8,000 takes, like Stanley Kubrick or David Fincher. All these people are supposedly like psychotic perfectionists, and then like they have amazing film, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is, and it also gives you, you know, a reason to go buy the extended Blu-ray special edition when it comes out, because that commentary is fun to watch those people freezing to death out in a lake while they're shooting it 3 and 4 times, or sitting on the set of Texas Chainsaw Massacre almost vomiting because of the smell of all the dead animals everywhere. I mean, it's maybe you're right. Maybe that's what you need. You just need to have a little bloodshed to get them to do their stuff. Listen, we're talking about like slavery on movie sets now. This is getting horrible. We're getting vicious with it.
You're talking about it.
I know, I did. I see, but I was trying to put it off on someone else real quick so it wouldn't be on me, but I fucked up. Jill, you're going to go do something super fucking awesome tomorrow, and I really ready to bring this shit up with some of these assholes around here at this show. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Oh, well, it's not like a rap video, but I'm directing my first music video tomorrow, which I'm really fucking excited about.
What kind of video are you directing? Is it,
It's like alternative pop.
Okay, so that's cool too. We can get down with it. But you have, don't you start on Dead because you wait. But you have been in rap videos, have you not?
But I want to talk about the band for a second. Their name is Janky, and they're played on the radio here. They're already doing pretty well. I'm talking about doing a couple with them, but I'm also
Janky. How do we spell that? We got it.
Getting together with a rapper. It's Janki. It's one of the dude's last names. And the lead singer used to be the singer of Republic Tigers. For people around here, they know who that is. I'm pretty excited.
That is pretty awesome. I'm trying to look this shit up now. Hopefully you're going to... Well, that's good that you're going to do this, because then maybe you'll bring back that whole music video thing, because, you know, kids nowadays, it's like a unicorn. It's a myth. But there was a day where music videos were sometimes way cooler than the freaking song was. Not that I'm saying that their songs wouldn't be, but you guys know what I mean.
They still make really cool videos. You guys just don't see them. Like,
well, that's the thing, yeah.
I work in a salon, and we play a channel that plays videos all day. And granted, I'm seeing mostly, like, pop. And, you know, top 40, but, like, it makes me like songs. So it's true, like, songs I don't like, but the videos make me fall in love with the songs.
It's true. I
love
the same thing.
I'm like, I've been that way since I was a kid. I remember watching the, you know, making of the video they used to have on MTV.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I've always wanted, I would do, like, any genre, but I would really like to direct, like, hip-hop and R&B.
Eat that, motherfuckers. Eat that shit.
Yes, you want me to bring up that I've been in rap videos.
I just love the fact
mostly
that you're...
Mostly as, like, dead bodies and stuff.
Well, that's because you're doing stuff for, like, people like Tech N9ne, though. But you're doing stuff for, like, Tech N9ne. He's got those weird kind of videos, right?
Well, I was in a Brother Lynch Hung video.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, he's insane.
Yes, insane.
And so, like, half of his songs are just about killing people and eating them. And so, this video I was in is just like about like a character, a serial killer with all these bodies, and he like, I'm just a body that's carried across the room and put in a dumpster, but I had like bruises on my arms for days, like a week after that.
Holy shit, are you serious? God.
I was actually drug across the room multiple times, but I was finally in a, like, played like a real, like the typical girl in a rap video. recently. Dream come true. That E40 and Tech N9ne song. What the hell is it? No K.
Yes, that's it.
Which is a ridiculous title.
Wait, but how did you coin the phrase of what are those girls called in the rap videos? I can't remember what it was, but I remember it was really goddamn witty, whatever you said. You called them video hoes or whatever.
Video hoes.
Yes, there we go. There you go. That's what I want.
Videos.
Yes. You were going to be a video for Tech N9ne. We were just discussing Tech N9ne before you got here, because we do our hip-hop halftime still, and Undead still hates it, and we tried to bring up Tech N9ne, but he didn't even know who Tech N9ne was. I don't get it. I don't understand.
He's been around forever.
That's what I'm saying.
Like 20 years.
So haven't I.
Well, you've been around for 80 years, sir. You should have heard about this. See, it's hard here for me to convince some of the listeners that hip-hop can go with horror. They just don't get it. They don't get it, Jill. Tell them.
Tons of rappers reference horror movies, like, all the time.
Boom.
Like, Lil Wayne does all the time. All kinds of people. And especially Tech N9ne especially. And lots of videos are very horror-themed.
See, guys? See?
See, I told you guys before that those Montana songs had lots of horror references in them. His version of Try Me.
Shut up. Dude, you started listening to Montana and got in trouble, so how about you quit listening to rap? You're not allowed to listen to rap. You are that small percentage that it does affect.
Trouble?
Because he listened to rap music and tried to become a gangster. Like, I love how the boss is going, we're going to talk about that off air. I'll tell you off air, Jill. Now, I'm going to get fired for that, Jill, so he's going to fire me. I shouldn't have brought that up. That was my mistake. Damn it. Damn it, that was my mistake. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, so, Jill, we have been doing this little, I don't know, I think we're obsessed with basketball brackets, so we constantly do these things called Horror's Biggest Badass, right?
Yeah.
And so we've broken down to where we have, this time around, we're doing TV shows, All right, so this is the only stipulations where the TV show had to run at least till 2000, and then or be current. So we weren't counting Twilight Zone and all that stuff. And have you been watching horror television? I mean, if you haven't, you can just bullshit and say yeah, you have. You can throw your vote wherever you want.
I've been kind of I haven't so much in the last couple of years. I'm bad with that.
Well, then you can cast your vote like a lot of the people at my work do when it comes to football, and whatever helmet's colorful and pretty, you can cast your vote that way. Because that's what I do half the time, and that's what Dr. Dark does all the time. He doesn't even watch TV. He doesn't even have a fucking TV.
I'm definitely going to do this tonight, too, as well, because there's at least a couple of these, a whole lot of these, most of these that I haven't seen.
So you guys, all right, hold on. So hold on here. You guys have not been watching.
I did just
any.
Watch the pilot for The Exorcist. So, that was all right.
Boom. See, so you, okay, so you've gotten through just the first one, right? And it is all right, right? It makes you want to at least give it another go, right? Another go. So none of you guys have watched like, and I don't know what this was in the tournament, and I don't really know if you can. I don't know if you. I mean, there's horror episodes, but have you guys been watching Black Mirror? Jill, have you watched Black Mirror at all?
I haven't, but I keep hearing about it.
So everybody keeps talking about this one episode, right? This episode.
I watched the first episode.
Oh, of course you did, because the guy fucked a pig. Why wouldn't you have watched that?
oh my God. I told my friend, I kept hearing good things about that show. So I tell my friend Eric to watch it. And that's the first, he's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you told me to watch, but the first episode is like... And so he never watched another one.
I mean, it is really...
I'm like, when did you become so sensitive?
And the thing is, it's really not that bad. But I guess, you know, if you are going to recommend the show to someone, that is a hard one for them to first set through. I mean, it's a weird situation.
I mean, they made it their first episode. They're crazy.
Yeah, they are really crazy. But there's this one, and I kept reading about it. San Junipero. Have you guys heard about this? It's off the newest season that's on Netflix. It is like supposedly the most beautifully shot TV show or TV episode in like history. It's amazing, supposedly. Nobody's seen this thing yet?
No.
All right.
Nope.
Fuck it. Fuck TV horror. Fuck TV horror. Jill, what the fuck? Fuck it. We'll get back to the goddamn tournament. Jill, what have you been up to? Let's get on that. Let's get on that level. What the fuck have you been up to? What have you been doing?
What have I been up to?
Yeah, you know. We're talking the rap slang now. Since we were talking rap videos, I'm going to talk the rap slang. I do it very, very poorly. Very poorly.
Really, I don't even know. I was traveling a shitload. Now I'm home, making a video, trying to make another movie soon. I have no idea.
And you do all this around being a hairstylist, right? I mean, you are an actual hairstylist.
Yeah, I have to make money somehow.
Well, of course you have to make money. I mean, I'm not like...
People say, they're like, so, are you, making money at these screenings? I'm like, no. I pay them to consider to show my fucking movie.
Yeah, see.
I'm paying them.
And people don't, they don't get it. They think they as soon as, like, they're like, oh, you're on IMDb now. Wow, you are rolling
you
in the dough now. Yeah, you must be a millionaire. They just freak.
Even, big, decently... horror films that are kind of in the independent level, but that do well and everyone knows and actors everyone knows. And we'd all assume those people are doing pretty well. Nobody really is. This is it's just hard to make money off of anything like this, I think.
I mean, I think you're right, but, you know, I think it's, you know, happens with a lot of things, right? I mean, nowadays, you know, everyone has access to just make their own shit and to make it so easy that, you know, it's hard to get up off the ground and get going. I mean,
yeah.
You know, the steps that you're at now, that you're getting shown at all these festivals, I mean, that's pretty huge the way things are now, because it is a big fucking sea that you're swimming in now. I mean, there are, 37 new, you know, shorts or, you know, things that pop up, fan-made films on my feed, every other damn day. I mean, it is. Yeah. It's pretty saturated with this stuff, so... To get out of that bottom level is ridiculously hard. And like you said, you got to be working to make money. So you're doing this all around just a normal life. I mean, you're not just going in at 7 o'clock in the morning, sitting around all day, just doing movie stuff. I mean, you're doing your normal life.
I wish I had time like that. That's the hardest part is finding time to focus on writing for what you want to do next, because all the logistic stuff is, you can do that, but to focus like that and do your job and all this other shit. That's like impossible.
I mean, I don't know. How do you motivate yourself? Like, you've worked all day. You've had some shitty, well, I don't know if you ever have any shitty clients. I don't know how that works in a hair salon. But, I mean, you just have a shitty day. How do you come home and motivate yourself to actually sit down and go, no, look, if I want to do this and I want to keep going, I have to put the work in. Like, what, I mean, maybe it's because I'm a pot smoker.
I feel like I'm a morning person. So I am so not like, I don't come home at night and work like late into the evening. I can answer emails and do that kind of work in the evening, but I don't like do creative work as much. It's weird. I'm just an old lady. I'll go to sleep at 9 or 10 o'clock and wake up crazy early. I'd rather wake up early and work on something.
I think that works better.
I don't know.
See, I would know that in my head, like, okay, if I wake up early, that's going to be the way to go. But then I wouldn't be able to do that either. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just need to lay off some of the pot because it's just like, I'm just like,
no, it is
shocked.
Hard to focus, honestly, on like writing. I can get, I mean, just it takes all I have just to like keep up on emails, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not just you working on the movie that you're currently working on. You're also promoting the other movies that you're still doing, getting those things out there, still trying to push those. So, I mean, you're like juggling 100 things at one time. I'm just trying to imagine
what it would be like in a when you're on like a bigger level. This is like 12 people's jobs.
Exactly.
Like running the film festival circuit and the PR and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's just going to be you and if, you know, people volunteer and help out and friends and stuff like that. But I mean, it's all on you, though. I mean, they're like you said, it's not.
You got to do it. Some people will, you know, sell themselves short with that kind of stuff or they're kind of embarrassed, especially when it comes to self-promotion. But it's like, if you're not going to do it, no one's going to do it for you. Like, I don't know what you think. You know what I mean? Like, then no one's going to see your shit if you don't show people. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, and I mean, like, you're going to these short, you know, you enter these things and these short film festivals and there's, you know, there's tons of them there. So, I mean, you do have to stay aggressive in this and, like, you know, you're right. See, Dr. Dark, self-promotion. We can't just make the listeners all do it. We have to do a little bit. He's getting so mad
about
this. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. This is,
you know. Think we need to do
well. This will be my last show, everybody.
We never do.
It's good being on the show. I've enjoyed the 4 years being here, but I'm sure this is my last night. So better make it good. Better make it good.
I'm pretty busy right now, so I need you at least there to start the live feed up. So you're good for probably at least through the end of the year.
Excellent, because we have such a long, you know, year ahead of us, right? We've got like a month and a half. That's shitty.
I think we've probably got a long like. 4 years ahead of us, but
look, you are determined to bring this up. You're determined to bring it up.
I'm not determined to bring anything up.
You keep having to remind everyone. It's like salt in the wounds. You keep ripping the stitches out and just dumping that goddamn Morton salt right in the arm. Knock it off. Knock that shit off. It's painful. We were supposed to be having a good time, right? You're ruining it. We were having a great time, you know. You know, we were all excited. You know, Mark's telling us these stories about, you know, Jill partying. According to Mark, Jill, is this true?
What stories?
He says that you are a hardcore warrior of a party. He says you just, like, he was just telling us the story about you drinking down. He's like, I think they're just supposed to taste test it. But Jill is slamming them back, and she just rocked it out.
Let me tell
my
you
buddy
guys
Trevor
the
made the same mistake and got super wasted. So don't feel bad. You weren't the only one.
No, this is the situation. Okay, so they had a contest for the bartenders to make a new drink for the Rogue One release. And they just had shot size taste testers, which they're pretty much our shots because they're martinis. And there's like 10 drinks to try. So you just go around that thing once and you should be drunk. And I think I had the ones I liked at least one more time. And then I went to the Q&A that had already started. It was embarrassing.
No, that is rock star status is what that is. That's awesome.
I was impressed.
That is quite a bit to drink. I mean, we're not talking about you being like a 6'7", you know, linebacker here. I mean, that is a lot for you to put down. Good God almighty. I would be done on the first round. So
and
I can't say
all
anything.
Like, some gin sponsored the competition, obviously, because every drink had the same gin in it. So I don't drink gin, and I don't even drink that much, period. So I'm drinking lots of gin in the middle of the day.
Oh, gin. I mean, just saying gin is bad, and then you say gin in the middle
it's
of the
like
day.
Pine salt.
It really is.
So
some of them made these drinks good enough that you could barely taste it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's
fine salt.
I mean, after you drink 10 of them, I'm sure you probably can barely taste it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's delicious.
This is awesome.
Right, give me some more pine salt. Fine.
So Mark, why were you at the Q&A on time? Why weren't you over there with Jill, you know, doing some Rogue One testing?
Watching the movie like a
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'll be back out of that one. I drove right into that one.
I was a jerk because I already watched them all, so I didn't want to. I like to hear the reactions, but I mean, a Star Wars drinking competition?
Yeah, seriously.
I'll just go in there at the end.
How can you pass that up? That sounds like I think you did it the right way. Come on, that's the way to go. I mean, I'm sure you see, like, when you're attending these things, you see a lot of these short films over and over again, right? I mean, most of them are trying to tour on the same circuit that you are, right? I mean, you've seen quite a bit of this.
Yeah. That's kind of what's fun is at each of these things, like at Intelluride, there were, like, maybe 10 filmmakers I had met over this year there. And so it's like this little...
You're like,
traveling,
hey, what's up,
you know, like circus of crazy people. It's just fun.
Yeah, it looked a lot of fun. I saw your pictures and I was like, God damn it. Everyone has all the fun except Virginia. Fuck everyone. Jesus Christ. You guys are all smiling.
Then you need to start a film festival.
I know, but I'm going to let Dr. Darks fail first so then I can rebound off his. You know, be like drafting in NASCAR. I got to wait for him to get there.
Whatever,
and then
I'm pinning it on you. So, I mean...
Dude, you pinned this show on me when it falls apart. I'm used to this. I'm used to this. All right, I'm the martyr here. I know, Joan of Arc. I got it.
The film festival will be stronger together if we.
Oh my Jesus Christ! Are you really there's like barely 10 minutes left. I mean, are you really not going to stop with this? Do you just? I mean, do you just need to tell your opinion of all this? I mean, I think.
No, I don't.
Yes.
I don't think I need to. I mean, it should be pretty obvious.
But... I think it's obvious. I think it's obvious everyone here is probably on the same fucking page. I'm pretty sure everyone here is on the same goddamn page. And
well,
this is pretty much.
Thank goodness Smoke's not here because he wouldn't be. But.
Well, that's why we didn't let him on the show tonight. And
he's a retard, but he did send me some Mighty Fine action figures in the mail. Just because he didn't want them, I guess. So
Alicia
on Instagram.
Alicia posts over at the chat room that I can call it Danny Dollar Baby Film Festival. Oh my God, I don't know if I want to do all that. I don't want to do that.
I'm not even sure what that means, but
I don't know. I just imagined I'd have to wear a diaper and a bonnet, and I really don't want to do all that. So I'm not gonna have Danny Dollar Baby Film Festival, whatever the hell it is.
Sing Danny Boy at the door.
I can sing Danny Boy at the door. That'll be fine. Be fine, and I'm going to have a Rogue One drinking contest there because I imagine I'm thinking like this is how we can get Jill there. We're going to have a Rogue One drink off. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking great. It's going
to
be great.
I'm going to have to go to the release of that movie at Alamo and be like, you know, I chose this drink with my votes.
That is awesome. Oh, look, everybody,
my votes meant something.
See,
I'm going to be the bartender to make everyone taste my signature cocktails.
Oh, no. You just took this all to a different level. You made everything very dark.
Like that. No, you know.
Oh, you're not talking about your semen. Okay, I didn't know. But that's usually what you are meaning when you say a comment like that, sir. Don't act so polite all of a sudden because Jill's here. She knows. She was here last time when you asked her stupid questions. You were asking her so stupid questions. Like, so Jill, what's it like?
This.
He was like, so Jill, what's it like to direct a short film? How long was it? No, wait, hold on. That was someone else. He asked someone else. Was it was either Tristan Risk or Felissa Rose. And he asked,
I think it was Felissa.
Yeah, I think he asked Felissa. He goes, so Felissa, can you tell me what your worldwide presence is? She's like, well, I do use the internet.
That was
her
Julie
presence
from 19 Nocturne.
Yeah, I don't know.
Julie from 19 Nocturne Boulevard.
Quit making shit up. Quit making shit up. Quit making shit up.
It was. I bet if you asked her right now, she'd remember it because it's probably the dumbest question anyone's ever asked her.
Yeah, she might. She might. She might. See, I wish we would have. we should have found someone to prank call, Jill. We should have found someone to prank call. Let's we should have prank called someone. It's got to be someone. That's what Felissa was prank calling. What's his name? What's the was it Jonathan Tiersten that played Ricky or whatever his name was? Yeah, she was trying to prank call. Yeah. And then she started prank calling. Who the fuck was she prank calling? Tiffany Shepis. She does a really. Have you ever heard Felissa Rose's Tiffany Shepis impersonation?
I have not.
She does an amazing one. She does an amazing one.
They're best friends, so it's pretty easy.
Well, that's good. That's why I can do an impression of all of you, too, because we're all best friends. Bestest of friends. Bestest of friends. Hey, over there, between all these horrible Trump sloth memes, Call Girl has been posted over in the Facebook group. Oh, and there is the trailer for, look, I'm about to play this and just play it right on the show while it's making noise and everything. So let me mute that. I'm retarded. Don't know what I'm doing. All right, so yeah, you need to go check that out. Just ignore... Do you not what a dollar baby film is? No, am I the only one that doesn't know what a dollar baby film is? Jill, is anyone else here know what dollar baby?
I don't know what that is.
Because now people are attacking me, telling me that I don't know what a dollar baby film is. What's a dollar baby film?
I don't know.
So someone go look up dollar baby film.
It's a thing.
It might be like a glass.
I'm assuming porn.
It might be a glass bottom boat. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was figuring. It was something like that. I don't know. I don't know what the hell this is. I don't know what's happening all of a sudden. This is what. Yes, Steven, you did end up dying in Midnight Massacre. No, yes, you did. Half of you died. I killed off half of you tonight. You're all dead now. So someone's got to come back to win that Twin Peak thing next week.
Oh, God, he found it.
He found what? What did he find?
The Dollar Baby is a term coined by best-selling author Stephen King in reference to a select group of students and aspiring filmmakers or theater producers whom he has granted permission to adapt one of his short stories for $1.
Oh.
I know this bullshit.
Yeah, oh, now I do. I do. Now I know this. Myron, who we talk Stephen King all the time, and like now I look like a douche. Look,
made as a dollar baby.
Now, I think I heard all this in reference to the fact that he will do any of these, but he will not give the rights away to The Long Walk, right? The first one, he will not give that one away at all. Isn't that? I thought that's where I heard that whole thing.
There's certain ones he'll.
I mean, I've never seen anyone try to do an interpretation of The Long Walk, right? I can't think of any. No, I don't know. Who the fuck knows? It's time to end the show. It's time to go bye bye. All right, guys. It's time to go bye bye. Jill, gonna go shoot a music video tomorrow morning. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be amazing, and we are looking forward to. What was the band again? Janky.
Follow me on Snapchat, and you'll see weird stuff.
Yeah, and go at her. Go,
really weird stuff.
You got to go follow her on Facebook too, so you can see her have fun at all these film festivals. That if you're in Virginia, guess what? You can't go attend. So the rest of you, you laugh along with her.
Six.
Yeah, so it's everyone can go and go watch Call Girls right here. All right, we just talked about how lazy people are nowadays. You don't have to do anything but click it right here,
Put Grammy up there too.
Whoa, oh, hold on, now I'm gonna be lazy. Where's Grammy? Where am I gonna find that? Yes, all right. Oh, this is awesome.
I need to see that one.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch Grammy. I'm really excited, but I'm really pissed that Mark got to see the stylist now. I don't think I can talk to you anymore. Because it's making me mad now. Because I wanted to be the one to see it, and you got
to
see it.
Welcome to my world.
Why didn't we talk about this? And you could have seen it before tonight.
I know. See, this is because I fail to communicate properly. Like I sometimes look back and read some of the things that I've said, and I think there was one time back when one of the first times we got Jill on the show, and we were talking about, you know, coming back on for some guest appearances and stuff before she, you know, skyrocketed and blew up and took off everywhere. And I said something about in reference to witch ducking. You remember when they used to witch duck here in Virginia, Dr. Dark, you know that? And
I don't remember. I'm not that old.
We were talking about people. We were talking about someone, people burning someone at the stake or being something. And I said, well, don't worry, Jill. They're not, you know, like witch hunters. They're not going to duck you. And as soon as I looked at him, I'm like, why the fuck of all times to use that? That looks like something had to autocorrect. Why the hell did I do? And I had to explain myself like a douche. So that was so embarrassing. That was really embarrassing. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh my.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing.
No. Nope. Nope, it's not. It's not at all. Not a real thing at all. Totally making it up. Totally making it up.
Witch ducking.
Yeah, it is, but it was though, right? I think they did. They ducked a witch. Somewhere here in Virginia, actually, right? Don't we? Come on, Dr. Dark, you're the history guy. Help me out, you bitch.
Yeah, down in Virginia Beach, there's a street named Witch Duck Road where they took her down there and, you know, dunked her under the water. And
wait, did you say, hold on, did you say, did you say they dunked her under the water? Is it Witch Dunk or Witch Duck?
No, they call it, like, the ducking stool or whatever for, I don't know why. I haven't researched that, but what they do is...
Undead's like, I don't give a fuck about your history lesson. Shut the fuck up, Dr. Dark. Listen to him, he's like...
At least I didn't read a whole fucking essay tonight.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, Joe didn't have to sit through your essay tonight.
My dark discussion.
Oh yeah, she'd probably never be coming back ever coming back to us if she did.
What happened?
He reads these he does these really awesome, I don't know, he does these really awesome kind of like this podcast lore. He was doing like prisons and haunted houses, and he just goes into all these haunted houses, these stories, and he does it this really nice way. He tries to make the second hour of the show very professional, and then you play
Lord of the Rings music.
I did
that, like, has a commercial in the middle of it. Trying to read it over top of live show.
Dude, this is what the listeners expect now. They know we plan the show as we do it. We've been doing this the same way for years now,
and then,
dude.
And then you sit beside me and laugh.
That's how he reads it. Witches in Virginia were ducked in the water. They would dunk them, and they would die. Therefore, not witches.
I try to read it very seriously, and
yeah, but
sort of flat, but just enough to keep you listening, just like other people we know.
But people that have voices like perverts can't do that, dude. We can't take that seriously. You sound like a creep behind a tree trying to get a little kid to touch your wiener. Don't do that. It's creepy. It's creepy. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So look, transitioning from Wiener and Dr. Dark and children, Jill, will you be coming back to join us sometime soon when you have some free time?
I would love to.
Okay. Look, I have to put her on the spot here because when we get off the show, she'd be like, what shit have you tried to rope me into? Are you fucking kidding me?
But wow, guys. Jill deleted
That's
her
like
Facebook.
When someone
like,
proposes
no, she just
to
blocked
you.
You.
When someone proposes to you? Oh, yes.
And you're like, cool, dude. How am I supposed to say no?
But you know what? I don't feel bad for those people, though, when they get turned down in public, because they had to know when they're doing that is a stupid move to do. Don't do that,
yeah.
People.
Well, and I get – you, like, only ask someone in public if you have not one doubt in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, you've got
to – or you know they're going to say yes or what – or you've – I don't know.
Yeah. No, I would
think that would be my thing to all the men out there. Watch out.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. You need to be 120% sure before you embarrass yourself. You know, that is embarrassing. That's like walking to a big crowd of people and trying to pull the Andy's coming and not everybody drops like Toy Story characters, right? That's embarrassing. You don't want to be that guy. You need to know these people are aware of the Andy's coming meme, all right? If not, don't fucking do it. And like everyone's like, what the fuck? I try to think of the most obscure fucking one of those stupid little things that people do, like the flash dances or whatever the fuck they do. Wait, that's not real, right? That's a grandpa thing. What are they called?
Flash dance? Wasn't that like that 80s movie?
No, god damn it. Where they break out dancing out of nowhere in the middle of fucking public. What is that called?
Flash mob.
See, look, I'm like a grandfather. I'm like, that goddamn flash dance there and those stretch pants and dancing around and shit. God damn
I almost
it.
Knew what she was talking about for a minute.
I know. I tried to get on your level as, you know, a 70-year-old American, but it did. So you, so, but.
70-year-old American?
Yeah. Oh, Undead's been around forever. He was actually around when the country was, you know, quote unquote, great.
When it was great the first time?
Yeah, when it was great the first time, you know, during like segregation and real shittiness. Yeah, that was. Look, I'm the one that said we're not going to get into this, and here I'm about to fucking piss off on this shit. Fuck it. Sorry.
Those were the great times.
Yeah, see, that's it sounds like Jill is just like it, like someone's sticking bamboo shoots underneath her nails, and she's like, oh, this show was a lot of fun, guys. Fuck this. It's cool. We know.
That is just how I speak.
No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you.
I've been compared compared to Daria and like characters?
Daria was an awesome character.
Daria meets a surfer chick.
Yeah, but Daria was awesome. We all grew up on that, and I liked Daria. So that was a cool. That was a great show. Great fucking show. I don't care. I'm gonna go watch some Daria
best
now.
Show.
This show was amazing. I'm gonna go watch it now, or at least listen to the intro. I got to hear the intro now. How's it go? I don't remember. I just remember someone. It's you know, it sounds very Veruca Saltish. It's like nah, 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 and it's all the guitar and electric and shit. You know that girl angsty shit. Oh yes, I'm all about it. I'm gonna go check it out right now. All right, so I'm gonna watch Grammy, and everyone else listening needs to go watch all these. Jill, thank you so much for coming by. We always love when you stop by.
Thank you for having me.
We need you to come back as soon as you possibly can, so we can talk some more crazy drunk stories. That's always fun.
I will.
All right, and so everyone, where is your website so they can all click on these in one place when these all disappear off this lovely group here?
Sixtape.com.
Six. That's S-I-X-X. Six. Yes, S-I-X-X, Dr. Dark. No E in there. Get that out of your fucking mind. Sixtape.com. All right, awesome. All right, Jill, thanks so much, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right. All right, guys, it is time to close this thing off. We will be back next week. And, yeah.
If we're not back, we've probably been rounded up by you-know-who.
Who?
I don't know.
Who?
Somebody might not like some of the things we've had to say tonight.
Dude, if they were going to do that, they would have already shut the show off like mid-fucking sentence.